On this special feast of All Saints' Day, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. The text for our message is Revelation 7 that we heard in the first reading. Please be seated. In the Apology of the Augsburg Confession, Article 21, we find three reasons why we should remember the saints. First, we thank God for giving faithful servants to his church. Second, through such remembrance, our faith is strengthened as we see the mercy that God extended to his saints of old. Third, these saints are examples by which we may imitate both their faith and their holy living according to our calling in life. A challenge for many of us Christians is simply that we don't remember to give God thanks and praise for the saints in our lives enough. Often, we have to wait for an occasion like today and perhaps this coming Sunday when some congregation will pause and observe All Saints' Day. Each of us here can probably think of at least one saint that the Lord had used to strengthen our faith over the years. Even if we cannot think of someone in our personal life, the calendar of commemorations given in our Lutheran service book, our current hymnal, lists a number of men and women both from the Old and New Testament and from many centuries of the church's life. You can check it out in our LSB. On this day, as we observe the Feast of All Saints' Day, one of those individuals in my life was my grandmother. She was blessed to be among the very first monk Christian in Laos. When the missionary reached northern Laos in 1949, many became Christians, and my family, my grandmother, was among the very first to become Christian. As my clan, the Tao clan, was that first monk clan to turn to Christ. She survived two major wars and the many hardships that life in a very poor country would bring her way, along with the transition to life in America, which was very difficult for the older generation. But more importantly, by God's grace and mercy, the Holy Spirit called her by the gospel that the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, had washed away her sins and shame, calling her out of that deep darkness of slavery to Satan dictated by the traditional religion of animism, spiritism. She bore witness to her faith across the world, from the jungle of Laos to the urban of America. Being her favorite grandson, since my brother and my cousins are not here, I can say that. Please don't tell them that this is actually being recorded and they can check it out later. Being her favorite grandson, we had many, many wonderful private conversations. It did not matter what we may have talked about. It could be anything that was wonderful that happening in the families or in the community, or it could be things that happening in my life that I thought was so exciting that she need to know about. And the greatest things that perhaps at that moment in my life was great, and she sang my praise and rejoiced with me, things that would make any grandmother proud. But she always ended our conversation in her very own gentle way, in that sweet poetic blue monk dialect. Son, in all that you do, remember to trust in the Lord Jesus. Now, she didn't say quite like that, and so let me do it in the blue monk that what you would actually hear from my grandmother. Mi tu, so yang ke ka o, yu zhong ya sha chu chi yesu. Little did I know that those words that I heard over the telephone one day during my vicarage would be the last words from my grandmother to me. Shortly after that telephone conversation, I received words that my grandmother had passed away suddenly to be with her Lord. We simply cherish those kinds of words from the saints of old, bearing witness across the world to strengthen our faith. Working and living in a multiple language context is one of the great privileges and joys throughout my life in ministry. Hearing those encouraging words of faith across the many different languages and dialects, it's simply music to my ear, echoing words in our text. And behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Today, we give God thanks and praise for the saints that the Lord has blessed in our lives and the many lives throughout the centuries of faith in Christ. The saints that their sin have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, our Lord Jesus Christ, are from many tribes and nations, bearing witness across the world. Many had to endure the most difficult places on earth to practice their faith in Christ. Yet, by the grace of God and His mercy, their faith sustained them through it all. Now, they are celebrating the triumphant life in the presence of their Lord, as our text so vividly describes. We are reminded this day, as suggested by our hymnal, let me quote here, "In every case, the purpose of our remembrance is not that we honor these saints for their own sake, but as examples of those in whom the saving work of Jesus Christ has been made manifest to the glory of His holy name and to the praise of His grace and mercy." Together with the saints of old, may we worship and praise God, saying in the words of Revelation for this day, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Please stand as we continue hymn 677.